This is reading lesson 14. Read number 1.
Nawakta.
2.
Dastaso da para. Dastaso da para.
In this lesson, you'll learn 3 new letters, all of which make the Z sound. These letters are found only in loan words from Arabic and Persian. Number 3 begins with one of these new letters, the
Zui,
connected to an Aleph. Try to read number 3.
Zalim.
This letter maintains its shape in all positions. In number 4, you see it in final position. Try to read number 4.
Haz.
Number 5 begins with another letter that makes a Z sound. It's called
Zim.
Listen and repeat number 5.
Zay. Zay.
Zim resembles the Jim, but it includes a Hamza above it, rather than a dot below. Number 6 shows the Zim in medial position. Read number 6.
Pinza.
Try to read number 7, which ends with the Zim.
Gamans.
Number 8.
Zaraf.
Number 9.
Gul.
Number 10 begins with the last new letter that makes the Z sound. This letter is called
Zal.
It resembles the Z you learned, but is more compact. Try to read number 10.
Zat.
The Zal is a non-connector and maintains its shape in all positions. Try to read number 11.
Zaba.
Number 12.
Zarabin.
Number 13 ends with a Zal. Read number 13.
Kagaz.
Number 14 begins with the letter
N.
This letter has no sound of its own, and so usually has the sound of the vowel that follows it. Try to read number 14.
Adat. Adat.
In number 15, the
N
is the second letter. In medial form, it resembles a small loop. Try to read number 15.
Malumat.
Number 16 shows the
N
in unconnected medial position. Read number 16, which consists of 2 syllables.
Dua.
You will occasionally see this letter without an accompanying vowel, but only in words borrowed from other languages. Listen and repeat number 17.
Tadad. Tadad.
Number 18.
Dartikda.
Listen and repeat number 19.
Ustad.
Number 20.
Zostadium.
This is the end of reading lesson 14.